would you say if I said that I could bring him back?
I guess I'd say I never thought of that.
Well, alright, hold tight, you might wanna stand back, because one small John is coming intact.
St. John forward, spitting out some more words, fully intact, jacked, ready to rap and attack. Small John on your lawn, living like a gnome, hit you with my lyrics like a bullet to your dome.
Tonight when he comes up here, he's either gonna kill or he's gonna suck. But there's no in between for Mr. John Forward.
Hello and welcome to St. John Forward Radio
on Monday, Family Day here in New Brunswick. And you're all part of the St. John Forward Radio family, so it's a pleasure to be spending it with you. Don't have much of a plan for tonight. Just been ranting with my guest about things are going annoyingly at work. Last week mentioned that I may have been a little bit prickly when I went down to our regional meetings down in Halifax last week, and that has been confirmed that there was unsustainable levels of John Forward sass going on, and not happy about it. I'm sure I could have probably framed things better, but honestly, I don't know. If it's frustrating being able to see something wrong with something and have to pretend like it's fine.
Did you make them understand that John Forward don't need no man?
I think that's the problem. I may not have made it quite understood enough. I built into it sort of an apology and an explanation that I thought might shield me from repercussions. At one point in the meeting, we were given little cue cards, and we did an exercise where on one column we wrote down these like qualifier, like adjectives, like this is who I am today. And then, like, on the other side, this is how I can be even better tomorrow. And it's supposed to, like, describe yourself on one, and then, like, you take, and then that trait, I can improve on it this way. So one of mine was, I said that I was stubborn, and the way that I can be better tomorrow would be to, maybe I should work a little bit harder on, making sure that my questions don't sound quite so much like criticisms.
Just draw a picture of a bottle of liquor and a smoking gun next to it.
No, I threw in, after I said making my questions not sound like criticisms, I dropped in a, as my wife has told me many times, which got a good chuckle in the room.
Killing in the meetings, all right.
Yeah, and then was told, like, no, it's like to my face, no, that's, we want you to ask questions and, you know, be passionate about this stuff, and, you know, if you see something that's, and I'm like, yeah, I know, it's just when I want to make this thing work, and I need, if I see something that doesn't make any sense to me, I try to clarify it, because I can't do a good job with this if there's some sort of red flag in my autistic brain. And so I'm just trying to create more success for everybody involved, because, like, if the John radar alarm bells are going off in my head, like, no, wait, hold on, what about this thing, what about this crucial flaw in your plan? And, no, that's good. We want everybody engaged and to ask those questions. And then after the fact, I was told, yep, yeah, you asked, no, you can ask your question, but once they decide we're doing it anyway, shut up and go along with it. I'm like, all right.
Yeah. Learn the word yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's frustrating, but I think I'm starting to think that maybe my frustration is just, maybe my problem is that I care too much.
That actually, you know, I'm laughing, but that might be true.
Maybe I should just embrace the mediocrity and just, when they give me something that I think is absolutely worthless, what if I just did what I was told?
You know, that's how I operate. I don't ever do so well that there's ever expectations. So I just operate in the middle.
I think my frustration is, like, these are the things that I want to do that will be good for the business. But I should be thinking, these are the things that this person wants me to do. And who cares if it's good for the business? That's what my job is. So, I don't know. Maybe that's... And, you know, I would love to. I'm in a position where I can make things better and can improve on things, but it's just frustrating to have to put my own stuff kind of on a back burner because I need to work on the latest project of the day, which I don't think would be as valuable as other projects of the day we could have. And so, you know, if I just stop caring, I'll just do the thing that won't work, and it won't work, but it'll have been done, and I don't get in trouble.
You can rage against the machine, but the machine will win eventually, and then all of a sudden your concert tickets are $300. But
yeah, like I can't have this level of saltiness on both halves of my life. I can dig my heels in and insist on doing comedy the way that I want to do comedy. Because I care about it. I need to stop myself from having that same work ethic for my day job, I think. I just need to let it happen, do what everybody else is doing, do exactly what the corporate overlords, and those not just, technically corporate, but...
So just lie back and let it happen?
Just lie back and let it happen, because, you know... They don't want me to get hurt, but if I struggle too much, then who knows what could happen.
I mean, the way you come into work, you're basically asking for it.
Yeah, and that's, you know, when they see me with a sparkle in my eye, like, oh, this guy cares about things and wants to get the job done. I just got to take that away so that I'm a less enticing target.
Just leave you all used up and sobbing outside the Arby's?
Yeah. So anyway, or maybe there's an off chance that maybe I'm just wrong about everything and that I should just do what I'm told from people that know better. And maybe everything will turn itself around if I just give in and learn to love, top down management styles.
Sounds like they're definitely taking the top position. I think you're both right and wrong. And that, like, it's almost better if you do let it happen, but at the same time, like, if you're going to do that, you basically just need to close off your job as a separate thing that you do every day. You just get, like, a Band-Aid, basically. You just turn your brain off, and you go work, and then you come out, and then you can be you.
Yeah, it has to be, and honestly, the work is not putting as much thought into... And it's not a reciprocal thing. So, you know, there's only so much that I can, like, jump both feet in to. That's not an analogy. That's not a saying, but we're making it one.
Yeah,
it's not working out for me. My caring too much has not rewarded me. So why bother? Is kind of how I'm looking at it.
There you go. That's the right attitude. That's just, you know, that little bit of life just leaving in the workplace.
Yeah, and my direct boss is not a problem. I've got no issue with her, but she's just another step in the chain. It comes from this person who tells this person who tells their person who tells this person who tells me. And I just, if I haven't been sold on the idea myself, I have a much harder time convincing the people that work for me to follow through on it. So, you know, when I push back on it, it's mostly just I want them to convince me that this is a good idea.
The only problem is they really don't have to.
No, they don't. And you know, if they would prefer an obedient employee to an engaged employee, then I should just give them what they want.
You know that they do.
Yeah. So that's going to be that. this has been I don't know, you're not really the sidekick tonight. I guess you're the guest.
Yeah, it's all me, baby. More God, so please.
I was going to use this as another test because I didn't have an opening monologue prepared. So we're just going to see if you could step up and keep the wheels from coming off this thing with absolutely no preparation or formatting involved. But we're already 10 minutes in and that was sort of a monologue.
The only problem there is I usually like to see where it goes when the wheels come off. Like I like to see specifically how the crash happens and who dies in the fire.
Well, either way, that's yeah. You know, people are watching the NASCAR to see the crashes, but
yeah,
you know,
specifically the president.
Yeah, you can't complain when no one dies, though. You just have to say, "Good race."
That's got to be the only like. The only reason to watch 4 hours of turning left, right? Like, maybe it's just I don't get NASCAR. Like, I've never understood that. I've tried to watch races. I've never, like, outside of a movie where they just show the exciting stuff,
yeah.
I've never been able to watch, well, I've never really been able to watch 4 hours of anything other than, like, I watched Lawrence of Arabia a couple times. But.
Yeah, I think that's a big hurdle to me getting into any sport, to be honest. It's super long. Like, I never even watched the Hobbit movies because of the time investment. I couldn't imagine sitting down and watching an entire season of various sports games.
I enjoyed the Super Bowl this year. I didn't expect to, but it was actually a pretty good game.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever watched a football game. I went through a brief phase of baseball. I think I watched baseball for like two seasons when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I watched two basketball games, but they were both like game seven of like the Chicago Bulls winning the championship. So wasn't exactly a good test subject. I enjoyed those. Basketball, there's constant scoring and stuff happening. I don't know.
Yeah, like,
NASCAR is just that's
it's just driving, and the person in the lead's always going to be in the lead until like. Like, there might be an upset, but it's the guy who's just behind that guy, and it's all such status quo bullshit.
Yeah, and, like, a hockey game I can enjoy in person. At like, I haven't gone in a while. We were going to go to TD Station. It's obviously seems no,
it's,
weird
it's,
to say.
It's Harbor Station. I don't care what they say. That's like the Sky Dome being what the Rogers Center.
Yeah, well, I'm all for the privatization of public businesses. Let somebody who knows how to run a business take it on instead of bleeding cash. So I'm okay with that. I don't think that we're getting anything back. I don't think we're getting a discount on our property tax for that.
Well, I'm okay with them owning it, but like, don't change the name of a thing to it. Rogers Sky Dome or TD Harbor Station. Like,
yeah.
Show some creativity, and by I say that, but I'm talking about adding your name to an already existing name. So,
yeah, I don't know. I'm okay with it. If we have a business that politicians somehow are running into the ground and not profitable, if they can find somebody to take that burden other than everybody who lives in the city, then I'm on board for it.
Oh, you mean like the privatization? What's going on with that? All the gray marketplaces, the weed stores are back open.
Yeah, I thought there was an article that they were cracking down on the whole thing, so I'm not sure what happened if they just decided to not crack down. It's a weird thing that the government version is so disliked that illegal, like, it's so weird. Like, these stores aren't any more legal than they were before weed was legalized.
No, not at all. So, that there's no pretense either, because have you been in Giggles at all?
No.
Used to be they had, like, Xboxes and VR and everything set up.
Yeah.
Now you go in, like, they still have some TVs, but it's just, like, they're playing a couple rap videos, no one's there, and, like, you just go to the back to buy weed like everyone was doing in the first place.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what the story on. I saw there was, like, their signs are green, and they have 420 in them, so I assumed that there was something going on, but I never went in. I have been buying from Cannabis NB just because it's close to my house, and I know when they're open, and I only buy, like, a gram at a time.
And you're a Nazi sympathizer, John. It's sad to see.
Yeah, I don't know.
I bet you were sad when they decided not to close down emergency rooms that are overnight.
Yeah, that's a drain on society. Gosh darn freeloading sick people.
Your sick kids can wait till tomorrow.
I'm sure there's a way that I can blame socialism and insist that this wouldn't happen in a private system.
I'm now asking you to not close those overnight ERs.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break. This is The Caravan, a hip-hop group from Halifax. They've got a new album or an EP out called Lampin'. And this is salty, because that's how I'm feeling these days. And I can't, it would be wildly unprofessional to get into the details. I wish I could, though. But it's too salty.
I know them all.
I'll just complain to Brian. I stranded on the sea without some saltines.
Oh, can you bring me? I got you. To all the mean mugs and in your bad moods, and all the kids in the back of the classroom. Yo, shit's not going your way. Your job don't pay, or the rent's too damn high. People are playing you for a fool each day. You're getting pissed off because the tide won't change. Well, hey,
take some advice from me.
Fuck you, dude, I'm way too salty. Okay, we'll cut the line at the store, and when you leave, you ain't holding the door. Buddy, I want all my change back. And your girl sent the text, but you ain't text back. You go to the cafe, get a fresh drip. Go hold Dave Chappelle, help yourself to the tips. Now you're a big rock, broke down to granulation. A salty son of a bitch, congratulations. Salt. Got to work but forgot them keys. 29 minutes that you better fake that sneeze. Or MGMT's about to break them knees. If they see, it'll be like 3 this week. Traffic was thick, man, I missed each green. The tire went flat, but they just don't seem to really give a shit. Is this some dream?
Mr. Smith wants to see you at 10:15.
Man, shut the fuck up. I'm surprised how far you can fit your nose up his ass cheeks. Todd spit shot his shoes. Better wash his car. And I ain't buying none of your son's chocolate bars. Go see the man and he slams that door, explaining the mishap won't happen no more. It's your last chance on thin ice for sure.
The only hour is after 5. Let's add 4.
What?
But don't be so salty.
Oh, come on, man. I got you.
I'm standing on the sea without some saltines. Oh, can you bring me?
Had to stay late just to make that bank. Your bus never came and the cab smells rank. You're in a rush trying to get through the door, but it's 10:28, they closed the liquor store. I swore this would never happen again, and the cab fare's $54.10. Check the group thread and hit up the men's, but they see him what you said, and they ain't said shit. When if you make it down to the venue, you can relax a bit and check the drink menu. Can't believe your boys teach you dirty. You're 30, you go to bed early, but you're stuck in line like some bum. You're telling the doorman it's me plus one. He's checking the clipboard and you like you're dumb.
Man, you ain't on the guest list plus none. But don't be so salty, bro.
I got you.
Yep. That's my secret. I'm always salty.
Welcome back to St. John Forward Radio. This was Salty by The Caravan. And I'm here with Brian Godso, also a fan of salty products, I assume.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love salt. Yeah. Maybe a little too much.
What's your favorite salty product?
Probably pretzels. Like, actual baked, big, okay. Like, dip them in mustard kind of pretzels.
Yeah, I haven't... Had a big pretzel for a while. I think I got one when we were in New York with RF, and I was disappointed. I was somehow expecting like a New York pretzel to be extra something.
Yeah, I'm kind of disappointed hearing that too. Like you think any street food in New York would be
like our big pretzels that you buy from a street vendor? They're supposed to be chewy, right?
Yeah.
Like I had one that was the same consistency as a small pretzel. It was just crunchy and dry.
It's like a giant rolled gold.
Yeah, it was not good. I had a New York hot dog that was somehow the best hot dog that I'd ever had in my life. It was just a regular hot dog, so I don't know what the the recipe is.
Maybe I just got the wrong impression about like pretzels in general. Did you have any other street food or?
No, that was it. There wasn't a whole lot going on. We were in Brooklyn for most of it. That's where the show was, and there wasn't really street stuff.
Right.
We went to a vegan buffet a few times across the street.
That was the best vegan buffet I've ever been to.
It was. Well, it was the only one, but the food was pretty good.
Actually, I've been coming around on, because I've been doing more at the Abbey lately, and I'm coming around on their vegan food.
Yeah, I like everything that I've had.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... even their fake chicken, their tofu chicken.
Yeah.
Normally, when I've ever had tofu chicken, like it just tastes like a rubber band. But that actually, it doesn't taste like chicken, but it's good.
Yeah, I don't like it when it tries to simulate something else. I don't know.
You don't like being lied to.
Yeah. Like I had a dragon fruit burrito the last time I was there, which was just kind of weird. It didn't like if I was just given this is a dragon fruit something or other, but like the word, yeah, it was not a burrito. My favorite, I think, is the beet sandwich. That's the best one that I got there, I think.
I'll have to try that next time. I had the vegetable hot bowl, and well, you know what you're getting. You're getting vegetables in that, and that was really good. I've come around a corner on hummus too. Like I actually like hummus
before.
Now.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and I had some at Taste of Egypt last week that might be the best hummus I've ever had, so that might sour me on all other hummus now, but...
Yeah. Yeah, no, when it's handmade, it's probably made in the restaurant at Taste of Egypt, so it's a little bit better than... I still like grocery store stuff, too. It depends on the flavor. Sometimes it's got a weirdness to it or various things mixed into it that I don't like on their own.
Well, it's the texture, right? Like, the Costco stuff's not so bad. But the superstore stuff, it's just like a bag of concrete. Like, I'm just stuffing loose, like, sticky sand in my face.
Yeah, I can see that. But it also, I don't know, it's not a fake flavor for, like, chips and dip, but, you know, you feel like you're accomplishing something if you eat an entire tub of hummus on crackers or something, even though that's not super healthy either. But
maybe that's why I hate it. I don't feel like I want to feel... accomplished when I'm snacking. Like,
yeah,
I want to waste my time.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like I'm gonna snack anyway. I might as well stuff something in my face that isn't bad for me.
I'm trying to watch American Dad. I'm not trying to improve my life.
Fair enough. So we've been talking about my workplace woes. You've recently changed your work situation. Do you want to tell us about it?
Yeah, my office closed down, and now my office is in my house, and I'm basically living the same life I would be if I was on unemployment, except I clock in for 8 hours every day.
Yeah. So how's Yeah, I saw you got your whole setup. Did they give you like a new computer for it, or are you just using your own, or how does that work?
They gave me an older computer. Like basically part of the conceit is they didn't want to have to deal with taking every computer down to beats and bytes like S&P did.
Right.
And but you know, it runs fine. They updated it. Everything's working good on it. I got no complaints there. Like, it probably runs better at my place than at any computer I used at the office. The thing that I'm still getting used to is just, like the other day, I forgot what day it was.
Yeah.
That's not something you do when you're going to work. Like, I think it was, I don't even remember what day I found out that it was. Like, maybe it was Thursday and I thought it was a Tuesday or something.
Yeah.
Like, that's a 2-day difference, John.
Yeah, well, you know. Days of the week is just a social construct. Maybe it doesn't matter.
Like gender.
Yeah. There are 72 weekdays.
What is time? But, you know, just the patriarchy trying to micromanage my life.
Yeah.
I'll sleep when I want.
Yeah, I don't know. I like the idea of being able to work home, but I don't know. Yeah, the work ethic, I think, it's a lot easier to slack off when...
Yeah,
everybody's looking.
It's harder to make a case for a job like that you should be paid more when, like, you know, like, we work long hours. It is grueling work. It's mentally grueling, but at the same time, if someone were to come into my home and view what I'm doing while I'm trying to get paid more, and they see that I'm playing Minecraft in between calls,
yeah,
like that's hard to explain away.
Yeah, but like, they're not any worse off than if you were just staring at a wall in between calls.
Yeah, true. Although technically, I should be reading manuals and familiarizing myself with the products.
But does anybody do that at a call center?
No one has ever done that in the history of any job.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, with my job, like, I have anything that I have at the office, I think I can access from home. So, but they're weird about it. Like, there's been times where I just was super busy but couldn't come in. It was either because I was just like had diarrhea or something.
Yeah.
And we're like, you know, is I don't want to have to get up and use the one work toilet over and over again all day, but like I can have diarrhea at home and get some work done in between instead of taking a sick day. But they're super weird about it.
They're probably worried about you get like someone stealing the diabetes knock list that lists all everyone in the Canada that has diabetes.
Like, yeah, or like when I threw out my back the last time, like that's some, like I wanted to be able to have like my heating pad and a comfortable chair, and I don't want to lay down on the floor at work and do like back stretches every couple hours.
They're worried that like Wilford Brimley is gonna like suspend himself above your computer while you're up getting a cup of coffee.
Yeah,
like you're hoping he doesn't sweat on the pressure sensitive floor.
Yeah, I don't know. It's always just the reasons not are always vague. I assume somebody somewhere somehow took advantage of the situation and they just decided, nope, take a sick day. I'm like, well, yeah, I don't want to, though. I still got work to do. And, I don't know. It's weird. And I wouldn't, whatever taking advantage of it looks like, I wouldn't want to anyway. It's kind of a pain to work at home because I've just got like one I'm used to using two screens at work, and don't have a printer scanner that I can use. So like just the basic things like paying an invoice, which I would normally like have to print out from my email and then like cross-reference it with stuff and stamp it and approve and sign off, and then I scan the batch of it off to like accounts payable to get paid. I can't really do that.
You know, that actually brings up an interest. Do you know anyone right now like that you can think of that actually owns a printer in their home?
I have one, but it doesn't. I could probably use it as a scanner if I needed to, but
doesn't like, print.
No, because I hardly ever use it, so whatever ink cartridge was in there, I'm sure, has been dried up for the last 2 years.
That's pretty much the reason why, like, because ink costs more than the printer itself.
Yeah.
And, like, how often does anybody print anything? I mean, you know, like, eventually I'll be working on my manuscript, but...
Yeah, it's such a rare thing. It's almost, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's set up this way, but it's almost like you need to go get a new set of print cartridges once or twice a year when you want to print something.
We have Google Docs for a reason.
Yeah. But yeah, even, well, there's a lot of paper involved at my work that could probably be cut out of the whole process. It could all be done digitally and save stuff, but no.
They don't like those ideas, John. They don't want to hear that. They just stamp the paper and cross-reference it and give it to another guy to stamp it again.
Yep. Throw it into a filing cabinet and eventually become buried in it.
You see, you can't hack the diabetes master list if it's on paper. You have to go in to get it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how I would fare if somehow I became like a full-time comedian. Like, I would have to make myself... I would have to give myself some kind of a schedule where, like, you're going to sit down for these hours and write or send emails off to something or update your website or something. Like, I'd have to build something in.
The only full-time comedian getting up at, like, 5 a.m.
Now, there's no need for it to be, like, an 8-hour workday.
I don't know what I think I would miss middle management John, though. Like, there's a difference between middle management John and letting his bald spot down John after the middle management job. And like, I don't know if I can handle bald spot down all the time, John.
Yeah, well, and it wouldn't be so bad if all of these frustrating things were, like, fueling the fire for the comedy, but it's really not. Not at all. I've attempted to write bits about work stuff, but, like, I'm not allowed to talk about anything specific because it would be wildly unprofessional.
It's a good thing you don't do it every Monday at 9 on your local access radio show.
No, I'm pretty... I don't get into any details here on the radio.
Fair enough.
I think I've got a couple of other managers in the country that listen to the show, so I've... Hey there, everybody.
Hey, if you guys are looking to fill John's position, I'll do whatever you tell me to do.
No, I'm going to double down on doing what I'm told.
Hell yeah.
So that's... Everything's going to be great.
That's right. Just accept the fact that you were a cog in a machine that... really is going not all that well.
Yeah, it's a bad machine, but it's not mine. So
it's like that scene in Brazil where Robert De Niro just gets suffocated to death by literal paperwork.
I don't remember that one. Oh yeah, no, I do now. I only saw that movie once. I don't remember much about it.
Oh man, you should watch that again. I revisited that a couple days ago, and it is still fantastic.
Yeah, I don't remember, like, I didn't not like it when I watched it, but I feel like I was expecting more from it because it had kind of been talked up a lot.
Yeah, that's kind of the wrong way to go into it, because it's a farcical thing. Like, it's not, it's serious, but it's not meant to be taken seriously. Like, it's, the main terrorist villain, well, not even villain, like, the anti-hero, it's Robert De Niro playing a guy who fixes... Like air conditioners, but he does it covertly because he won't do the paperwork. He's like, I didn't get into this for the paperwork. Gotta get in, out. It's about the adventure, about the excitement. Like, you fix air conditioners.
Yeah.
And he's ziplining everywhere.
Oh, maybe I could zipline to work.
I don't see that ending well.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty flat between my house and Rossay Avenue. I could build like a big pole in my yard that might be taller than the altitude of my office and just zip down.
You'd make it to the subway just outside your house and then just like splat on top of it.
Yeah, well, get a meatball sub. Good enough.
Someone will.
All right. Well, let's take a musical break. Do you want to tell us about your song?
Picked Accident Prone by Jawbreaker because it's been... I usually have music going on in the background because I get Spotify going on, and that's been coming up a lot lately, and that pretty much illustrates how I feel when I'm covered in Cheeto dust being passive-aggressive with some lady in Iowa about how she shouldn't have to pay shipping.
Fair enough. Well, we'll hear that after these words from our... not sponsors is not the right word, but...
Tune in Thursdays from 8 to 10 for
music we like.
Jeff, your stupid voice modulator isn't even on anymore.
Whatever, Andrew. Listen at local 107.3 FM.
Or use the internet. Can't believe that thing is still around.
Whoa, what's that coming through your speakers? It's Brian Godso on Local FM 107.3 in St. John at localfm.ca.
From here. closest you can come to an almost total wreck. And still walk away.
Fade out. I'm gonna have to manually use the slider on the board for that one.
That's the hallmark of the depressing emo punk song.
Yeah. Is that emo punk? I guess, kind of.
Yeah, Jawbreaker would be. I'd say the dude's other band, Jesta Brazil, is probably just more straight up emo. But
yeah, I've heard of Jawbreaker, but I haven't really listened to too much. That's kind of, I would call that post punk.
You would, wouldn't you?
Yeah. If you have a feeling, that's what.
What
the
is
internet
post punk?
Well,
this is just
I think it's just. Like, post-metal is a thing, too, where it's just kind of... I think it's like the thing, only after we stopped trying, and we're a little bit more boring now.
So, like, it started off with, like, we were excited, we're renegades in the music scene, and then eventually just became, like, song after song about wanting to
screw
someone in the mall.
We were exciting, and we used to be renegades.
Have sex with me in this mall, or I'll tell everyone that you already did.
No, that's too exciting. yeah, I bet... hey, fans, take some of my monologues, transcribe them, and turn them into an emo post-punk song.
I think they do better as just, like, ASMR, like, sleep hypnotization.
I should just get into that for real.
just complain about your job on YouTube.
Well, not even try to shoehorn it. Just do straight up ASMR. I'll read the phone book. You're just, Arthur Adams.
You're just like scraping an egg carton against your nails.
People do it. Like, if I could somehow become hugely successful in the ASMR community, I'd never have to work a day job again.
What if you went full time ASMR?
You know, I feel like that's something that there's probably a lot of people doing it, but also I don't know anybody doing it. I don't know what my angle.
Yeah,
on
there's
it
no
would be.
Atlantic Canadian homegrown ASMR groups like it, and that would be the structure that you'd want too. Instead of like, if you're a full time comedian having to figure out what to do with your day, you get up at 9 o'clock, you go down to Fabric World, you find some fabric that you could scratch.
It's Fabricville.
I don't care.
May is furious right now.
She's not listening, John.
No, she'll listen to it at work eventually. Yeah, I don't know. This, a very autistic man once suggested in the comments on a Facebook post of this show that I should do ASMR, and, you know, that's the expert. So,
is that Irv's friend who keeps drawing those pictures of me from my podcast of, like, bad things happening to me? Or
I'm not aware of that situation at all.
He hasn't done it in a while. It's always amusing. But
it was J-Pac. You know, do you know J-Pac?
I don't know J-Pac.
No. He used to be more involved in the Hovland crew.
Oh, is he the guy that's always going on about, like, the police scanner and yeah. stuff like that?
Yeah. He's super into Saint. I think he's one of the leaders of Saint John News Chasers, whatever that entails.
His dating profile on Tinder would be like loves guns, hates that aspect ratio when you don't tilt your phone.
Curious about John Forward ASMR.
If you like long walks on the beach and listening to John Forward and picturing him doing ASMR videos.
But, like, that would just be such a silly thing. Just call the channel something maritime related. Just to East Coast ASMR. Done.
Just call it, like, Whispers and Darts Bud or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I should look. That would be really weird if just all of a sudden I became an ASMR star.
I mean, I could see it. I can see that happening.
I should really look into it, but yeah, I don't have time.
Well, you're trying to...
You know, that's not even true, but I've been playing a lot of Dark Souls 2. I downloaded it for $12 thinking, I played the PS3 version. I never played the remastered Scholar of the First Sin edition on PS4.
Yeah.
I figured I would fire this up, and yeah, I'll play it for a night just to wet my whistle until whatever's coming next. But yeah, I'm 20 hours in.
Your whistle got a little wetter than you thought, huh?
It did. And that just one's kind of sopping. I think that's the least favorite entry of the series.
That's the one that I've heard the most people call the unappreciated gem. So I'm starting to question that.
Like, they're all good, and there's a rhythm to it. Yeah, I don't know. There's not... I like the gameplay loop of them, and I've played the whole series from Demon's Souls onward.
But, just dodging and backstabbing?
Yeah, well, I'm playing more of a tank build this time, which I haven't done before. I'm building up my strength, so there's not a lot. I'm not very quick on my feet. I've got a big heavy shield and armor and a big hammer.
Yeah.
I don't know. The bosses and kind of the various kind of memorable, there isn't a lot of like memorable moments in it like there are in most of the other games.
Well, you got that one boss that follows you, like the Death Knight or something like that? Like your nemesis of the game?
I don't think that. No, that's not a thing that I'm aware of.
Okay, maybe I'm just compiling a bunch of other stuff I've heard of together. Mikey got me way into Minecraft again for some reason. I've been playing a survival world, like just, and really just, I just like exploring the underground when you find like a cave, yeah. The network. And, yeah, like, I've been pouring out. Like, I poured enough time into it that when my save got corrupted, I got visibly upset.
Yeah, I never gave Minecraft a try. I don't feel like it. I don't know. Dark Souls aside, that's my time suck game. But generally, yeah. I want something kind of linear that takes 20 hours and then it's over. For the most part.
Well, there is technically a beginning, middle, and end, because if you find all the, like, ender stuff, you can kill the ender dragon, you get a credits roll. Like, there is a quest to it.
Yeah, well, yeah, and I've never been big on creation tools stuff. Yeah. Like, Mario Maker, I had that. I never even tried to make my own level. I just like playing the wacky ones that are built in or made by people online. Same thing with Little Big Planet. I enjoyed playing the campaigns of those and going into like the online thing, but never even opened up the creation tools.
You like a little more structure to it.
Yeah, and I don't know. I don't have that. I don't know. I just don't have any interest in like designing stuff like that. I don't know why. May was saying for some reason the other night she like wishes I would draw her something. Like, I don't know how to draw. Like anybody can draw. Like, yeah, but I don't want to. I'm not good at it, and it's not something that I want to put the effort into getting good at.
I'm surprised you didn't just immediately draw a giant dick. And you're here.
Next time she asks, that's what I'll do.
Just a giant veiny crank.
Yeah. But yeah, it was never I don't know. I was never into like art stuff when I was a kid either. I was big on when you could like cheat to draw something, like just you can draw a rabbit, you just draw two circles for the cheeks and then just connect it over the top and throw some ears on and here's some and just a straight line down, he's wearing coveralls. It's the Easter Bunny.
You're that kid putting tracing paper over his comic books, weren't you?
Yeah, I've probably traced a few things.
I know that because I was that kid, so that's...
Yeah, but no, yeah, it's weird that part of it, like, drawing a picture, zero interest, but, I don't know, like, word stuff and writing stories and stuff, that was kind of always there.
You like to paint a picture with words.
Yeah.
And that picture's usually about kids in Sussex being racist.
Usually. Or, you know, it's just me dog whistling the real racist to signal them that I'm on their team.
That's more of a dog yell that you just did. You're like, you're just yelling at this point.
Yeah. Do you have any interest in that Dreams game that just came out?
What Dreams game?
It's the new thing by Media Molecule, and it's like a new creation, like a play share thing.
Okay.
Only it's like a whole suite, like you can make whatever kind of game you want, and like you can actually draw like the stuff and design things, and like you can make like a space shooter, like a first person shooter, like an RPG, you can make like a, I don't know, like a flying around thing or like a platformer or whatever. Like it's just got insane creation tools in it, and like you can take pieces from and you can get into it, and like I've seen like the footage of it where you get into it and you're basically like designing a chip like the kind of thing where like you get into actual programming, only it's done like visually, where you've got like a little box and kind of put switches like when this happens do this, and like doing like all the logic,
that's kind of interesting
stuff. And and then like once somebody uploads something, like if they've got like a particular design for something in theirs, you can just steal whatever pieces of other people's stuff and kind of remix it and start from there and like build on it and all that stuff.
What if I just remade the Newgrounds school shooter game?
What is that?
It was a Flash game from you remember Newgrounds, that site that had like a
vaguely
someone just put a game up where you could shoot up a school and Flash pretty much. It was controversial for about 3 weeks.
Is that when that came out? Is that where there used to be a website I used to look at all the time that had like Flash, like South Park videos come up all the time and little stupid games?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Like back when people used to make clever things like punch Barney to death.
Firing kittens into a brick wall with a slingshot and seeing them smash.
And once you give the internet full breath of the creativity, like you just really see what the dregs of society look like. It's like when the PS4 first came out and they're like, everyone can stream now, and then it was like a week and a half of just people having sex on camera.
Yeah, that's crazy with the creation tools stuff and just fully harnessing all of the people that have lots of time on their hands to do stuff like that. Like, it's almost like, I'm not sure if it's insidious or good, or a good thing, that there's just people putting uncountable number of unpaid hours into this thing that somebody's making a profit off of. I don't know.
If I get it, I'm going to spend a bunch of time remaking a banned Japanese sexual assault game from Steam.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's also, this speaks to like my anarchist utopia that I have in my mind. Like just put the full force of all of the autistic people on the internet into solving all of our problems.
They already kind of did that.
Yeah.
Let's call QAnon.
Fair enough. I don't know. But it's a pretty intense thing, and there's just all that Dreams game. Like, it just came out. It started out as I thought it was like a VR thing, but I guess it's not. You can just play it with a regular. You can use the motion controllers built into the PS4. Controller if you need to.
I don't know how that would work, but
just like for the sake of drawing stuff, like just moving your hand around, I guess. I think there is like a twin stick option if you need to, but it's a little bit, I don't know. Then you can use the PlayStation Move controllers if you got still suckered left into buying those.
The only person I ever knew who actually owned those was Phil.
Yeah.
And Phil had PSVR. Well, still has it.
Yeah, I went, like, it's something that it's not good enough that I want to spend $600 on it, but if I had it, I would use it every now and then. Yeah. I don't know. I went to, last year when we went to Halifax for our regional meetings, our work activity for the evening was we went to a VR place for a couple of hours, and they just had, like, Oculus Rifts, I think, set up and Steam with just like a library of games. I played Superhot for a bit in VR.
Yeah, that game is bananas in VR, man. Like,
it's really hard to throw things, though. I had a hard time with that.
Yeah, once you get used to it, it's not too bad. But like that was one of those games where it disconnected me from reality a little. Because I played that out at Matt Parks' place.
Yeah.
He's got the, not the Oculus Rift, but the other one. And for a second or two after you remove the helmet, like, it's difficult to reattune.
Yeah.
I would assume that you put on that VR helmet, and then all of a sudden there's a stack of papers that need to be, like, stamped on and approved in front of you.
Yeah. Yeah, have you ever played Papers, Please?
Yeah, I love Papers, Please.
I've never tried it. It seems like something that I would like.
It's, like, the gameplay loop might not be as good, because it's basically looking at passports and making sure that they pass.
Yeah.
And also, like, but the little stories in between, like, you'll get someone that cuts the line, and they'll say, please, if you don't let me in, these guys in line are going to kill me, and then you need to make the decision do I let them in anyways because they don't have anywhere near the proper documentation, and let my grandmother, who needs medicine, who won't get it if they dock my pay, living in an apartment that has no power, or do I let the wolves have them, basically? Interesting situations like that, but it's really, if you look at the gameplay loop, you're looking at images and deciding whether or not it's good enough.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I'd give it a try. It's probably not very intense. My computer can probably handle it.
Oh, easily, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's worth checking out. It's a very different kind of experience, but it's, on its face, it's not super exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm still stuck, and I've got a bunch of different games on the go that are in the queue. I've got some from Christmas that I haven't even tried yet. I've chipping away at Borderland every now and then on the rare occasion when I feel like playing something like that. That was a good, when I got the new TV, that was a good thing to try out.
Yeah.
But yeah, that'll hold my interest for a couple hours one night, and then I'll put it down for a couple of weeks. Yeah, I just got into Dark Souls thinking that was going to be a quick thing. I downloaded Resident Evil 2 Remake months ago and haven't fired that up.
Oh, man, I'm stuck in that. I forgot to get the flamethrower, and I'm at the point where the plant zombies are at, out and about, and I'd pretty much just given up on it. Not going to be able to finish it.
Yeah, and got a bunch of stuff on the Switch. I'm still not done Fire Emblem, but that game is just super long. I like it, but it's taken forever. I bought Celeste on sale, which is fun. I've played it for a couple hours. Do you know what that is?
I know of it, yeah.
It's a platformer. I downloaded Ori or something in the Magical Forest or whatever. It's it's another Metroidvania type thing from what I hear. I played the demo of it a long time ago.
Yeah.
Still working through that. I've got, started playing Luigi's Mansion, which is fine, but I'm not super into it. I really like the GameCube one, but it's not really grabbing me, and I can't put my finger on why not.
Just don't like sucking up ghosts and shaking them?
Yeah, it's not very deep. It's just wandering around, and I don't know.
What about Gooigi, man? You could be goo.
Yeah, you can.
That's great.
I also got Link's Awakening for Christmas that I'm trying to, finish a game, and then that one first, so I'll probably like that one, and that was originally for Game Boy, so it's probably not super long.
I was still plugging away at Mario Odyssey, and that game, when you get to New Donk City, mm-hmm. and when you get to that part where you do the thing while she's singing the song, that clicked with me super hard, and I was super into it for a week, and then I put it down, and I haven't picked it up back again.
Yeah. Yeah, and I also downloaded Mario versus Rabbids thing, just because that was on sale, and played a couple of levels of it. It was fun, but I don't know. If I'm going to play a tactics RPG type game, and I haven't finished Fire Emblem, it's hard to justify playing the dumbed down Mario version
when it's got
a real good game.
Yeah, that's kind of a tough sell. That's just you distracting yourself from Fire Emblem.
Yeah, I gave it a try. Anyway, we're near the end of the show. The whole plan for the show was to talk about Parasite. Saw it, and it was good. Do you agree?
Oh, it was excellent, yeah.
That's our capsule review of Parasite here on St. John Forward Radio.
It's kind of hard to talk about that, because the one thing I really want to talk about that spoils the whole,
I went in pretty cold. I had no idea what it was even about.
So. Yeah, and that's what everyone should do, too. Go see that one that's in theaters, too.
Yeah, it's in at least this week. I don't know how long it's going to stick around for. We've got comedy time at the Five and Dime tomorrow on the 18th. Sunday After Dark's coming up on Sunday the 23rd.
That's right. Brian Otter's going down.
Omi Nerves, Grimross in Fredericton. I think it's the last Friday of the month, the 28th, I think.
29th.
Sort of Cards Against Humanity type deal thing. I don't know how it's going to work.